Thus says the Lord through his prophet, as the snow and the rain come down from heaven and return not, but water the earth, making it break forth and sprout, bringing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but shall accomplish that for which I have sent it, and succeed in the purposes I have directed. O Lord, let this so happen today through your servant. Amen. Last Saturday, the Washington Huskies lost a close game to an opponent they should have beaten, just like a couple of weeks before in Eugene when they missed a field goal and lost in overtime. And yesterday, it was kind of nice because my teams are on the other end of close games. But it is, God actually has ways of grooming someone when they're working to spread the word and talk about it. And this actually, this experience of defeat and victory actually gave me a new perspective on the gospel lesson I just read. So close. Jesus tells a young scribe, you are not far from the kingdom of God. Now, first, when I was reading these words, I thought, what would I think and wondered if Jesus were to say them to me, you know? That we just talked and bantered theological concepts, and that's what he said. Would I be grateful for the encouragement, kind of like getting a pat on the back from my Savior? Would I be proud of myself, you know, a job well done, I did my homework? Or would I be a bit astonished, a bit embarrassed, thrilled beyond belief? I think probably all of the above, and maybe that would be the case with many of you. At least that's how I approached it before all these close games that my team wound up losing. And I thought maybe I should be a little sad if he said that to me. Disappointed because I only came close. That just being not far from the kingdom of God is quite different from being welcomed into it. When we're talking matters of faith, is close good enough? Or does it imply failure of one kind or another? I came across this old phrase that was big in the generation before me, but I've been told the previous two services it still goes on, that close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. And Tom Salisbury added nuclear weapons, but... And, you know, that's the feeling of closeness that you have if you're a runner-up in a beauty pageant, if you just miss an A by one point, if you're the first one, last one cut on the basketball team, if your raffle number is just one off. Being told you came close isn't really something to celebrate or be proud of, but rather petty consolation that you didn't get something you really wanted. And that's what Jesus says to that scribe. You're close. So rather than just assuming that what he's saying, that this is a good and intelligent man and did well, maybe we should decide if Jesus' words are praise or judgment. Now, I'm convinced that many Christians today think being close is good enough. But it's not. Close does only count in horseshoes and hand grenades. But when I look at society today, more and more things seem to be reduced to black and white, that yes or no, red or blue, either or, all the time. And the gray areas are too complicated. And we kind of avoid them because it's harder to feel secure of what we really feel and how wrong the other people are. Except when it comes to matters of faith, in following Jesus, or even something as mundane as going to church. We want the gray area because there's a lot of stuff going around in our lives. And we're reluctant to actually jump and make a specific, definite choice. We have FOMO, fear of missing out, and so we keep everything else away. We've learned to be comfortable, and pretty comfortable, thank you, with putting things like church and its do-or-die commitments as a priority. Not a high priority, but down there somewhere in the distant bottom. We don't want to get too overboard with any sort of religious zeal or passion. We just want to be good in a lukewarm, gentle kind of way. We'd never really be so crass as to just come out and say it, but we're actually pretty content giving God the leftovers in our lives. The spare moments we have, the extra change left at the end of the month, the minimum daily requirements of faith. Let others tithe. Let others serve on boards or committees or teach Sunday school. Let others study the Bible, pray regularly, go to all those extra worship services or servant events. Yeah, that's good for them. Not so good for us. We'll just stay close. Close is good. So if Jesus were to say to us, "You are not far from the kingdom of God," we'd probably say, "Yeah, I'm okay with that. That's cool." Maybe we should rethink things just a little bit. Let me submit this idea to you, that being close does not count for very much in the Christian faith. In fact, coming close only makes the tragedy that much greater. Those of us who might just strive to be not far from the kingdom of God risk actually missing out on it altogether. In the Bible, there are over a dozen different words translated in English as sin. But the one that's used more than any other is the Greek hamartia, which means to miss the mark. It's actually an archery term, to come up short, to not hit the bullseye. But that's not the way most of us, you know, tend to think about sin. We focus on those gross, obvious, definite misdeeds. Sin is like murder, theft, adultery, lying, cheating, swearing, voting for the other political party. We think in terms of something that we actually did or did not do that we can list. And we congratulate ourselves with whatever feeble efforts we sometimes take to come close. We tell ourselves, nobody's perfect. Everybody sins. And sure, even though we have our problems, we all could probably list 6 or 7 people that are a lot worse than we are. We may miss the bullseye, but rather than get all upset about it, we just think of all those people that missed the entire target and await God's decision with some false confidence that he's going to grade on some cosmic curve. If you think that way, you're deceiving yourselves. God is not some teacher who's going to adjust a passing grade because most of the world didn't quite get it. He has a standard for all people. And it's right again, right smack dab in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:48. He says, you must be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. So surprise, we're not compared with each other. We're compared with God. That's the standard, and I know it doesn't sound fair, but whatever being not far from the kingdom means, it means we're not there. We are not what we were created to be. We do not do what we're supposed to do. And those of us that are content to settle for close in comparison with everyone else around us are probably going to find that being not far from the kingdom is being nowhere where God wants us to be. Jesus said to the scribe, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." But am I being harsh on him? I don't think so. If the man was so close, why don't we hear anything more of him? Even the lame and the blind that Jesus heals turns around and follow him, but there's no record of that in Mark's gospel, much less that he becomes a disciple. And Jesus, the next thing he does is rail and condemn all these scribes and Pharisees, teachers of the law. So in all likelihood, as smart as this guy, as much as he knew, he still missed out. He wound up just being close. He grasped the concept. He just didn't feel like grasping Jesus as his Lord and Savior. He knew what to say and probably what to do. He just wanted to be close. But remember Jesus' cautionary word to his disciples then and now. Not everyone who calls to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. So maybe we should ask ourselves, is almost paradise good enough? So who does get in? Well, one man comes to mind. And what Jesus tells him in a far different situation, in far different words, is, well, far different from what he has here. Now, this individual I'm thinking of was not well-versed in religious doctrine. He wasn't upright and good. He wasn't even close. He was a criminal, a murderer on death's row. In fact, he was being executed at the time. And yet, he is welcomed in the kingdom of heaven. Not because of his words or actions, but simply because he asked and had faith in the one who could bring him into that kingdom. Jesus, he said, turning to the one being crucified on the cross next to him, would you please remember me when you come into your kingdom? And the answer he received is a far better one than the answer Jesus told that scribe. He said, today you'll be with me in paradise. This low-life insurrectionist wasn't content being not far from Christ's kingdom. He wanted to be part of it. And just by asking, and just by trusting in the one he asked, he is. That man would die that very day. And yet, in a very real sense, his life had only just begun. He hit the bullseye. Jesus Christ on the cross, dying so that he and we might live. So we're going to fail. We're going to miss the mark. At the very best, by our own efforts, we can only come close to the kingdom. But he succeeds for us. He hits the target dead on and makes us winners. It's not just a matter of proximity. Basically, you're either all in or not. So put your trust in Christ alone. He'll take us up in his arms, he'll keep us safe, strong, and secure. And he'll bring us to our heavenly home, showing us in the process just how far only being close can be. You are not far from the kingdom of God. That is not what you want to hear come judgment day. You almost made it. You came close. Bye. Because everyone else, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.